producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Shane, I think we really have to deal with this guy and help him understand that it is not painful to call Dr. Joy Brown. It sounds like he's sort of getting people ready to go to the doctor's office and saying, okay,
it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Open your mouth and say,
I might have to redo those, maybe, huh?
Yeah, maybe we need to explain to him. It should be, your name is Joy. How cool is that? You know, or something. No, I know. It's today is moving day, right? And so we've got, my listeners know I've moved, I've actually been where I am now for, I guess, just 3 years. But in the couple of years before that, I think I moved like once a year for like 3 years. And it wasn't my fault. It's honest. It's not that I was one step ahead of the landlord or something like that. It's just, there were all sorts of things over which I had absolutely or very little control. So I ended up moving 3 times in a very short period of time. And anybody who's done any moving, right, hates it. It's awful.
Exactly.
No matter, and you think, well, okay, if you just moved a year ago, there's not that much stuff to move. And there is. It's like my closets are petri dishes for junk. I don't even know. I mean, you turn off the light in there at night. It's like your refrigerator. Nobody knows what goes on in your refrigerator once the light's off, right? So same thing with my closets. So at any rate, And moving is just a pain in the neck because there are all the boxes. And so I'm moving, and the last 2 moves I did were basically the one move I moved 2 blocks, and the next move to where I am now, I moved 3 blocks. So, but moving that short a distance is just the same. I mean, you still have to pack up stuff. But there were things like, you know, like big paintings I put on a cart and sort of wheeled them over. And, of course, only I could move in the hottest day of the year. So I'm wandering around in a pair of, you know, flip-flops and cutoffs, and my, you know, I've got sweat dripping down my face and no makeup and my hair in 14 different ponytails. And someone says at the top of their lungs, Dr. Joy. And I think, oh, no.
Of course, when you need to be noticed, right?
No. It turns out not only did he know me, he was my old boss. He was the senior VP at one of the networks I worked for, and president of the condo board where I was moving in. Talk about, you know, making a good impression. Talk about being hit upside the head with an ugly stick. So it was. So I'm really sympathetic with moving. So, folks, good time to call, though. And last week was really pretty busy. Same phone number, yay. So give me a call, 855-99-DR-JOY. And my listeners, Shane, have this really kind of cool, irritating thing is that they wait till, because they know, you know, when, they know the clock better than I do. So they'll call, like, with 3 minutes left and say, can you help me with this really quick? It's kind of like when I had an active practice, they knew that the hour was basically 50, 55 minutes. So they would chat about the weather and their Cocker Spaniel and, I don't know, whatever, until, like, for the first 48 minutes. And then all of a sudden, you know, like, with 3 minutes left, they'd say, I'm suicidal. What?
Oh, boy.
So, it's just part of the trade, I guess. It's just what happens. So, but, so hopefully my folks will do a better deal for me than that, all right? So 855-99 at Dr. Joy, which is 855-99-37569. So Shane, so you said that there was an email there that you thought was kind of interesting, yeah?
Yeah, Maria, one of our Facebook friends actually says, Dr. Brown, why don't you watch TV? She says she's very selective to what she watches, and she thinks you're missing out on a lot of good shows. And she adds that they select special shows on Netflix occasionally, and even do the Netflix mail order, that sort of thing. But also just the streaming. And she says there's a lot of good shows you're missing out on. Wants to know why you don't watch TV.
Okay, let me deal with this in 2 separate ways. All right, the first way is why I don't watch television. And the basic answer is that I'm out every night. You know, I'm covering movies or theater, basically. And when I'm not out, I actually have a television that I tend to read. So that's number one. Number two, I would argue that even some of the best stuff on television isn't as good as other stuff. All right. So and you can argue with me about that. But if it makes you feel that I'm any less of a TV bigot, and even when I do television, I haven't seen most of my own stuff on television. And maybe that's part of the underlying subtext woo-woo, as we talked about in the trade. But when I go to visit my daughter, I'll watch, like, we watch Sherlock together, and that's how I watched Sons of Anarchy. My daughter and I have very similar tastes, I think partially because I started taking her to movies with me when she was, like, 6 months old. She watched The Burning of Atlanta. No, I wasn't there for the original Gone with the Wind release, but it keeps getting re-released, and it was re-released when she was about 6 months old, and so I took her, and she watched her little head poking up, and there was one weekend in San Francisco where we watched 8 movies, including Amadeus. You have to really plan your food carefully when you're doing that kind of movie. So she and I like movies a lot, and so she knows sort of what I like, and so when I go to visit her, we'll do a marathon of whatever TV that she thinks I should be watching on Netflix. So I'm not a complete bigot. Part of it is I can't commit. For example, I know Boardwalk Empire is supposed to be really good. And whatever night it's on, and I know I could record it, but, you know, I'm sitting here, and I have, like, 6 DVDs that I'm supposed to watch by the end of this week. And I've got screenings tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night. You're right, I'm a bigot. I know there's some, and I know there are a lot of really good people, who a lot of movie stars and actors doing really good stuff. But what happens is I wait till there's a whole season of something really good, and then I go watch it with my kid. I know. It's not any intellectualism. It's just that I have other things to do. And I must tell you, some of the things I've watched that are supposed to be really good, I don't think are that good. So.
Did you ever catch the Breaking Bad series?
No, you know, I never saw that. Although I saw Bryan Cranston do LBJ on Broadway, who was fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was just wonderful in that. And I didn't realize he was as young a man as he was. I thought he was a lot older than he is. And I know there are a bunch of stuff, but what I do is, if it's any comfort, I watch. You know, I sort of blitz them with my kid. When I watch stuff like that. And I figure that's what retirement is for in another couple of years. That I can't imagine me sitting around watching television even retired. That's as likely as me taking up knitting and rocking chairs and, I don't know, smoking a pipe or something. Maybe that's the other part of it. Is there something about being in a theater with other people? It's a really good question, and it's kind of like, maybe I'll sort of try and deal with it better. I do have a television set. I do watch the Super Bowl. I do watch the Oscars and the Emmys. Not the Emmys. Because that's television. That makes no sense. The Tonys, because I've seen all that stuff. But, I'm really not trying to be an intellectual snob. It's just part of its time, part of its interest, part of it is, you know, it's kind of like one of those things that I've always said, which is that I'm terrible at geography. If it weren't for geography, I'd be the queen of Trivial Pursuit. But I've also decided that that's kind of a stupid statement, that geography is a learnable kind of thing, so I should just learn more about geography. So I'm trying to do that, if that is any comfort to you. I'm trainable. All righty, 855, is that a legitimate thing? 855-99, Dr. Joy. Not a bad time to get in touch with me. You'll get to meet Shane and tell him what you have in your mind. 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I know apparently you may not be able to get us streaming at this moment, but we're working on it, all right? 855-99, Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Okay. What would you like me to do? Just keep talking? Oh, all right. So you're serious about just on that moment, huh? All right. No bumpers, huh? All right. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Now I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I wasn't before. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, I promise it won't be nearly as painful as that sounds like. You know, I promise. You'll be okay. All right, 855-99-37569. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we're interested in talking about here. And on Friday, what we did was kind of my... Well, it was kind of my tribute to Joan, in that we talked about what things made you laugh, but realistically what I done, and maybe it was a subconscious thing, because as I said, my perception is that Joan was gone essentially almost a week before it was announced. which is that whole issue about putting people on life support. And I sort of woke up in the middle of the night last night thinking I needed to call my daughter and remind her about a do not resuscitate kind of thing. But nevertheless, so maybe that was subconsciously, because we talk about belly laughs and we talked about what made people laugh, and that there was quite often an underlying hostility to humor, that it was either the basic rule of thumb joke is that if you're walking down the street with somebody and they fall into a pothole, that's humor. If you fall into a pothole, that's tragic. So we ask people what made them laugh. So, Shane, what makes you laugh? What kind of things make you sort of just giggle?
Well, I get a kick out of what you just said there, because my wife is the worst about, like, I could fall down the stairs and break my arm or something, and instead of helping me, she'd be like, oh, just cracking up laughing. But personally, I really use...
And how long have you guys been married?
Right. Well, we've been together about 12 years now, so we have a pretty healthy relationship, but I always...
Except when you fall down the stairs.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We'll have to make sure you're not clumsy.
That's right.
Can this marriage be saved? Well, yeah, if it's all on one level, it's no stairs.
Yeah, okay. right. Personally, though, the guy that I think just was so funny, and still is, I guess I shouldn't talk like him, or like it's past tense, but Bill Cosby, I think, is maybe one of the funniest people ever, in my opinion. Would you agree with that, or?
I actually met him. He lived in Massachusetts at one point, and I'd met him a couple of times, and he is kind of, he's kind of one of those kind of, grizzly bear kind of people, and he's big,
uh-huh.
but his humor, I think, even when we're talking about I Spy, the original, or the Cosby Show, always had that kind of underlying bit of edge to it.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And so it was always, maybe he reminded me a little bit of my dad's sense of humor, which is always a little dangerous. That,
uh-huh.
you know, that uh-huh. dad laughing, it's kind of, I always felt that some of my father's humor, or a lot of my father's humor, was at other people's expense. And loved my father dearly and tried most of my life to please him with a limited success up until the very end. And I've told this story before. This was, my father grew up, I can't believe I'm talking about my father. My father grew up in, obviously, different generation, and he grew up, his parents were divorced when he was 8, which is very unusual for that generation. And so he was raised by a mother, a grandmother, and a sister. So he was a little prince. And grew up in relative poverty. His father went on and moved to another state and became fairly wealthy. And, I didn't really understand any of this. He sort of confided in it to me later in his life, obviously, and later in mine. So there was this huge discrepancy between one household and another, and sort of an emotional whiplash of going back and forth, number one. Number two, of being sort of a little prince in one situation and felt abandoned in another. And also that he really didn't grow up with a very good model of how to be a father. So for my father, which is true of an awful lot of men of his generation, that being a father meant being a good provider and sticking around. Because his father, while a good provider for his new family, was not a good provider for his original family. That is to say, so my father really felt that the model that he took away from his father was to work really hard and to take care of the family. And also to have a huge number of kids. Because he came from a situation where there was just himself and his sister, and my parents had 7 kids. And his humor was always, I think, a little bit defensive. And I spent my whole life, the important thing to me for my mother was an infant. She loved babies. Not so crazy about kids, but she loved infants. And my father was very much a chauvinist, very much of his generation. That men, women were really to serve men, to the extent that when I was the oldest, or I used to be, now I'm the youngest, but it's, that's the current lie, that when I went away to college at 16, my father, I have one brother who's 5 years younger and one brother who's 10 years younger than I am, and he said, if anything, he and my mom had won a trip somewhere, and he said, if anything happens to us, you were not to go to school, you were to put your brothers through school. And I thought, the only way I would possibly be able to take two brothers and put them through school in the next decade was if I got a college degree and actually had a job that was something other than, you know, bagging groceries or something at the Salvation Army. I mean, obviously I needed... So it was very much a chauvinistic kind of thing. But just before he died, my father, which was a year ago, just before I started on a new job, so it was during Sandy. It was right after Sandy. And I do not remember whether he called me or I called him, because he didn't basically call me. But I think I called him to tell him. At that point, my parents had been divorced. And I called to just tell him I was okay. And he said... I'm so proud of you. The world. Or he said, well, "Are you?" I said, "I'm okay." And I said, "He said, well, I thought you were evacuating." I said, "I was, but it's more inconvenient. I'm not really in any danger. It's just sort of inconvenient. But you know, I'm on the air every day, and I'm working, and I'm helping people." And he said, "I'm so proud of you. The world would be a better place if there were more people like you." And all I could remember thinking was, "Who are you? And what did you do with my father?" So it was, you know, so, and I guess Bill Cosby to a certain extent reminded me of that kind of sort of grizzly bear kind of I'm here, I'm solid, but and my sense of humor is wry. And sometimes that the joke I remember best from my growing up was on April Fool's Day, my father screaming, "Get up here, there's dog poop and you have to clean it up, it's your dog." And going running upstairs, and my father was shaving, and saying, "Where's the dog poop? I told you have to clean up this dog poop," and it was an April Fool's joke. But that's kind of a horrible April Fool's joke if you think about it.
It sounds just like my dad.
Yeah, right. Everybody's dad, right? You know, yeah. That the humor was really at, and that's one of the issues of humor is a statement of superiority and power.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Cosby, and I'm not really arguing with you as much as saying that I thought I kind of liked the gentle comics. I liked I liked Robin Williams a lot, and he and I were buds, and he was really kind to me. And I always liked George Carlin because George Carlin's humor was almost always about the language and foibles rather than and kind of self-referential. I kind of love Phyllis Diller just because she was the first. She was kind of mother of Joan Rivers and everybody else because she was so self-deprecating. So I guess we'll talk about what people found funny and why they found them funny when we return. Also, give me a holler even if it's not funny, if it's serious or sad or funny. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, I'm kind of getting to like him. I just sort of feel like he should be on antidepressants, though, is the only problem here. Whatever. All right, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so we were going to talk about what makes people laugh. And, you know, I think we had said I think the question was what made you laugh recently. So what do we got there?
Well, one of our listeners, Stephen, was talking about watching an old Seinfeld rerun, and he was talking about how Cosmo Kramer and just the way he reacts with the rest of the characters just gave him a big belly laugh.
All right, so here's one of the. I never watched Seinfeld. I didn't watch television. I only saw Friends when it became reruns. I never saw Seinfeld when it was, you know, it was original. I saw it in reruns. And in fact, I watched the final episode of Seinfeld, having not watched any of them before that. And I said to the woman I was watching with, you know, she had a big party, and I said, I don't get this. And she said, that's very Seinfeldian. So there we go.
You know, it has its own terms.
Yeah, it does. Shane, did you say something in my little headphones so I didn't hear?
Oh, no, I just said Seinfeld was one of my favorite shows. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I've probably seen most of the But there's a rhythm to it, and it was certainly not funny in the traditional sense, but I thought it was fun and interesting, and again, it's kind of that sense of humor that was patronizing to a certain extent. I think that was the whole thing about Seinfeld, is we know something you don't, that we're cooler than you are, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I think they were very self-deprecating, actually, too. I think there was a certain element of that, but I think at the same time they were kind of making fun of that. We're cooler than you are. You know what I mean? Making fun of that whole thing.
Yeah, but that's part. We did this whole thing last week about humor and where it comes from, and that was part of the issue about humor that Freud says. That if you either laugh or you cry, and that those are the same basis of humor to a certain extent, and that humor is as old as, that Plato talked about humor, and so we had a great time. Let's see if I can find this whole kind of thing again. All right, I probably can't. And this was the same time that we were talking about the idea that that somebody has now come out to say that the fact that we overdrink, overeat, is just because we're not very good at focusing. We're basically just attention deficit disorder, that we overeat, we overdrink, and we take drugs because we're not paying enough attention. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I was with somebody over the weekend, and we were out kind of hanging out. And it was kind of that weird time of day where you don't know whether it's time to eat or not time to eat. And at some point, I wasn't particularly hungry. We both went to get a Coke or something to drink. And so we went into a restaurant to just get place to just get something to drink. And, it turns out that, once I'm around food, oops. So I said, well, how about if we split something to eat? And he said, okay. And then when we got it, he said, well, I'm on a diet, so I'm not going to eat any. And I said, well, yeah, but I don't want this whole thing. And it's not very fattening. And he was, even with me being, I wasn't trying to be obnoxious, but I probably was, He was just absolutely focused about the fact that he wasn't going to eat anything. And that was pretty impressive. I mean, he hadn't really had anything to eat for a while. He's sitting in front of me eating. It smelled good. It actually looked good. It actually was good. But he was absolutely determined that he wasn't going to eat, and he didn't. And I thought that was pretty impressive. Especially, whether it's discipline or... I suppose discipline and focus may be similar terms, but he was pretty impressive. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, what else do we have about people laughing?
Well, it seems like, just looking through the comments on here, it seems like a lot of people bring up kind of the fact that they'll have a good laugh whenever they get together with family. You know what I mean? So maybe reminiscing or, thinking of funny old stories that maybe weren't so funny at the time, but as time has rolled on, they're a little easier to laugh at, maybe,
Well, there's nothing, that today's tragedy is tomorrow's story that you're going to dine out on. And I think that's true. I was sort of remembering sort of things. That one of the things that was true in my family is that you were not allowed to leave the table till you'd finished all the food on your plate. Which, again, I don't know that people do that so much anymore, although I am clearly of the generation that you cannot waste food. I remember my mother actually saying to me, you tell me if your mom said this to you, there are children in Bulgaria who are starving. And at one point I actually said, I excused myself from the table and went and got an envelope. And my mother said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm sending the food to Bulgaria.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Which you have to be careful about literal children. So
Yeah. Well, with me, I was a child of the 1980s, so it was the same thing, but it was Ethiopia at that time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, it was always some family. In fact, there was Alan Sherman, whom you're probably too young to remember. Alan Sherman was Hello Mudda, Hello Fada.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, you knew him. He actually did a stage show of him at one point about 10 years ago. But one of the things that he did on his album that I vaguely remember is, the next time you see a fat person, because he told the same story of when he grew up, his parents said, I have to clean your plate because there's starving children in Europe. And he said that the next time you saw somebody walk down the street and they were fat, what you should do is say, "Hail to thee, fat person, you kept us out of war." Now, see, I like that kind of sense of humor.
Oh, boy.
That was just sort of looking at something.
Good.
And one of Joan Rivers' sort of comments, which is a lot of people have heard, it was one of those interesting things I was talking with somebody about today, because Joan died last week. And so people, and it was a big news story, that story, Joan would have been so pleased that she was the top news story for basically about 5 days, which means there was nothing awful happening. There were no planes that went down. There were no beheadings. There were no, you know, terrible stories, which was, I mean, and certainly she would have been thrilled. And wherever she is, maybe she is thrilled with that kind of coverage, because it was really super coverage. But, so one of the things that happened, I was at the theater on Saturday night, and the guy next to me said, "Hi, Dr. Joy," and I said, "Hi," and didn't actually know who he was. And he said, "I was just watching Joan Rivers' documentary, A Piece of Work, and here you are." And so I don't think he knew me before that, but I'm actually in the documentary. So he thought that was, and an awful lot of people sort of watched Joan Rivers and watched the documentary. If you haven't seen the documentary, and I mean, I'm in it for like maybe 3 minutes, but it's a really interesting, it really is an interesting piece of work, as was she. And she was really disappointed. She thought it was going to be nominated for an Oscar. She had her Oscar speech already. and it wasn't. It was a huge disappointment. But one of the stories that she tells, which is my kind of humor, is she says that she read that the more you talk to a child, you help the child's brain develop. In fact, we've had public service announcements on the radio for years about, you know, it's El Velor. And I don't even know who they are, except that they do public service announcements. It says, this is your child's brain when you talk to them. And the idea being that it really stimulates a newborn's brain activity, neural activity. So she said, and she was telling the story to Johnny Carson, and she says, you know, that when Melissa was born, I talked to her when I was feeding her, when I was changing her diapers, when I was giving her a bath, when I was putting her to bed at night, you know, when I was going to the grocery store, when I was putting her in her stroller, and said, and she did talk early. She talked at 6 months, and the first thing she said was, "Mom, could you just shut up?" See, that's my kind of humor, right? All right, so we talked about, we're talking a little bit about humor, and this is one of the issues about having a good sense of humor, is that you have to be kind of self-accepting. I'm not sure that that's true. I think that that's having a gentle sense of humor, because I think that there are people who are not very, who really, I mean, and I can give you a couple of examples. Rodney Dangerfield is probably the one that comes to mind most readily, of somebody who was not very self-accepting, who his humor was really very self-referential, but was not a happy camper. He didn't really go out and become a comedian until, he was a house painter. I think he lived in New Jersey, and would sort of do stuff at, you know, bar mitzvahs and weddings and whatever, and didn't go out on his own commercially, and I think until he was in his 50s. But it was not very self-accepting. Really always viewed himself as funny-looking and old and whatever. I think you certainly have to be creative to have a sense of humor.
The old Peanuts comics. I get a good laugh out of those. And
yeah, exactly. All right, so you basically have to be a little careful about bullying people. But I think that is part of humor sometimes. All right, we'll talk more about what makes you laugh when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly the right thing to do, and that's what Janine's done. All right, let's see. Shin, shall I see if I can put this on the air by myself?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do this. Let's see if it goes.
There
Janine,
it is.
Janine, you're on the air? No, I think I have to hit it again, right? Janine, are you there?
Hi.
There you go.
Hello.
Hi, Janine.
Hi. How are you, Dr. Joy?
I'm doing very well. I get to play out with all these new buttons today, so.
Well,
I'm going to help you, Cookie. Sure.
I was just calling as I had a conflict with a friend. We've been friends for about 15 years.
Okay.
So we have quite a history, and I don't have any siblings, so my friends really are close to my heart. They're like my sisters.
Sure.
I have one son, and she has two kids.
Okay.
So, you know, there's that family connection, really, when you have the children involved, too. But we had an issue kind of creep up about a month ago. And it was more actually between me and her husband, as he's quite abrasive and very opinionated. And a few times now, some conversations have come up about his opinion in regards to my son not being circumcised. So I kind of...
How old is your son?
My son's 4. So we were camping when it happened, and he just made a comment that I found rude, that his son would probably make mention if he, when the boys were going to the washroom, that my son's penis looks weird.
No, wait a minute. Back me up. I just want to make sure I understood this. So your friend's husband said that his son would probably say something or had said something.
Would probably notice and say that my son's penis is weird looking.
Which means he had noticed that your son was not circumcised.
Yes, and he knows. We've had conversations, and he's made jokes before, and I've tried to laugh it off that, you know, like...
Wait a minute. Let me start there. Let me just move you back, and then we'll go forward to this point. But when he would say, look, if you're... I understand that this is your really good friend's husband, but when somebody says something offensive to you, if you laugh it off, that's ambiguous, right? Because he doesn't know. First of all, there are two options. One is that he's just being a bully, at which point laughing it off might work. But if he's genuinely curious or something else, it's perfectly okay. And even if he's trying to be a bully, to say, you know what? I hear that this is not something you agree with, but why don't we agree to disagree and move on to something else? And because once you've made that stand, Janine, it doesn't have to be angry. It doesn't have to be hostile. It may have to be assertive, but assertive doesn't mean aggressive. It just means assertive. Then should he bring it up again, you have that line in the sand to refer to again. You can say, hey, wait a minute. Didn't we decide a couple weeks ago we weren't going to talk about this? And then you can keep going back to it. So once it's a lot easier, even though it doesn't seem like it at the time, to at some point say, not okay, than it is to just kind of paste a grin on your face, because it's not clear communication. And it may be that he thinks this is cute. I mean, men have a different version of teasing than women. And sometimes things that they think are just teasing, we find offensive. But they're not going to know that unless we say, wrong, fella, back off. So, all right, now, which you can hear where we're going on this, but... So he said this, and you had, what happened when he said, well...
I just said, you know, I prefer we don't, you know, continue to, like, kind of make jokes about this kind of stuff or make mention of it. I don't want my son to overhear, you know, and I want to say something to you before I have a resentment, right? So I said, you know, let's not talk about this subject anymore.
Okay,
so
what did he say?
He got very angry, and he was like, what's your problem? And, you know, a few colorful words came out, and he was not very open to my, you know, direct but not confrontational approach at all.
Okay, well, but part of it may be that it had gone on for a while, and he thought he was really, it's kind of like, and again, I'm not defending him because I think he's kind of a jerk, but that's not really the point. The point is that we really need to neutralize any hostility between the two of you, because you want to have a relationship with your friend, and if she has to choose between her husband and you, you know, that's a lousy choice. So you don't want to put her in that situation any more than if she was having a beef with your husband. You don't want to be put in that position. And
right.
Part of it may just be that he thought that he was being funny. And so I'm not scolding you as much as just saying to other people who are listening, if you're going to make a stand, you're better off making it at the beginning than farther on down the road, because down the road makes somebody feel like, well, why didn't she say something before if this was a problem? And they're going to feel more vulnerable, which means they're going to be more hostile. So, all right, so you said enough already. How long ago did this happen?
No. And so in the meantime...
How long ago did it happen?
About a month ago.
Okay.
Beginning of August.
Okay.
So in the meantime, I invited them for my son's upcoming birthday.
Okay.
And she had sent a message back to say that, oh, we're going apple picking that day with some of their friends, so we won't be able to make it.
Okay.
So the next time we got together, I brought it up, and I just said, you know, I was really upset and hurt that you guys can't, you know, rearrange apple picking to come for his birthday. We've always done birthdays together. I attend every birthday party for your guys' kids. And I just, you know, I feel hurt that you guys aren't going to be there. She was very defensive, and, well, we already have these plans, and I just...
Okay,
you know,
let me stop you here again, and I'm not trying to pick on you, and I know I just said you need to be assertive with her husband, but in this particular case, it's hard to know why she said no. But the response to that one, there's probably a gentler way of doing this, because now what you've got is you've got issue number one. Well, you've got two issues. You've got issue number one is the lack of circumcision. Number two is the beef with her husband. Now, number three, when and what her husband probably said is she was probably being honest, that they already had the event planned. And she said, well, gee, you know, it's the kid's birthday. Why don't we go to that? And he said, look, I'm just not feeling really comfortable about Janine right now. Let's pass this year. So you're probably right. But by you sort of saying, you hurt my feelings, I can't believe you've done this, I come to yours, you're really moving her more to saying, Janine, you know, you're adding to the burden. So what I would have suggested, and again, this is just something to think about rather than I'm not beating you up, is to say, you know what, I know you guys are going to be apple picking, and that really does sound like fun, but we're really going to miss you at the birthday party, and let it go at that. So there's no guilt trip, there's no angry, there's no, you know, I've done this for you, because while you're probably right that there's subtext here, by you saying you owe me is not going to help the situation, because she's already feeling this tension. He's going to have other birthday parties. He's 4 years old. The person who really cares about her coming to the party is you. And you guys can plan some other things. But sometimes what we have to do is cut our friends a little slack. And I think you're probably right that this had to do more with the circumcision issue. All right, we need to take a break here. Can you hang on for me? And we'll talk about this a little bit more after the break. Can you hang on for me, Janine? Hopefully you can. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.